Well, we're giving it a shot, seeing whether these comedy albums will in any way be an addition or an exclusion. this album is When You're in Love, the Whole World is Jewish. It was recorded in 1966. That's, well, how many years ago? 49 years ago? Let's see, 34? No, 51 years ago. And it featured Frank Gollop, Lou Jacoby, and Betty Walker. There's a few classics on here. Certainly the Bar Mitzvah and the Shoe Repair Shop and the Cemetery. The others, well, you know, humor is a very personal thing. Some of them are funny and some of them are not particularly funny, but I did filter out a few pieces that I just felt were inappropriate, if you will. Okay, so let's see if any of this resonates with you. And of course, I'm anxious to hear from you if you have any suggestions of other albums to include. I probably have them if it's a comedy. Myron Cohn, Mickey Katz, and Alan Sherman and others. But maybe these do not belong on this program. I'll leave it up to you. Looking forward to hearing from you one way or the other. Okay, so let's go to 51 years ago. That means if you're in your 70s, you may have heard these. If you're under 70, you probably haven't heard most of these. Let's go.
He was short and fat and rode out of the west with a Mogan David on his silver vest. He was mean and nasty right clear through, which was kind of weird because he was yellow too. They called him Irving. Big Irving. Big short Irving. Big short fat Irving. The 142nd fastest gun in the west. Irving. He came from the old Bar Mitzvah spread with a 10-gallon yarmulke on his head. He always followed his mother's wishes. Even on the range, he used two sets of dishes. Irving. Big fat Irving. Big sissy Irving. The 142nd fastest gun in the West. Irving. 141 could draw faster than he, but Irving was looking for 143. Walked into Saul's saloon like a man insane and ordered three fingers of 2 cents plain. Irving. Big fat Irving. Big sport Irving. The 142nd fastest gun in the West. Irving. James Boys was coming on a train at first sun, and the town said, Irving, we need your gun. Well, that train pulled in at the break of dawn. Irving's gun was there, but Irving was gone. Irving. Big fat Irving. Big help Irving. The 142nd fastest gun in the West. Well, finally, Irving got three slugs in the belly. It was right outside the Frontier Deli. He was sitting there twirling his gun around, and Butterfingers Irving gunned himself down. Irving. Big fat Irving. Big dum-dum Irving. Big dum-dum dead Irving. The 142nd fastest gun in the West. Really. The Shoe Repair Shop.
What is it? What could I do for you? This is going to sound just utterly ridiculous to you, but I'm moving, you see? And in an old coat in a trunk, I found this shoe repair ticket that must be 7 or 8 years old. It's for some shoes I brought in before I went into the Navy, and then I moved away from Brooklyn, and now I found this old ticket. And I know it sounds ridiculous that you would have the shoes after 7 years, but I took a chance.
Oh, I get it. You're that fella from Candid Camera.
No, sir. Honestly, look, here's the ticket.
Let me see it. Are you out of your mind? We haven't even used the numbers in years. Next!
No, please, sir. No, it was a long trip here from Baltimore. I know it's ridiculous, but please, take a look in the back.
All right. I'll look. I'll be right back.
This is very embarrassing. But after all, they don't make shoes like they used to. How can I be foolish enough to think that after 7 years that they would still...
Hey, mister from Baltimore, Maryland.
Yes?
You're not gonna believe it.
You mean you found my shoes?
Was it with half soles, leather heels, and metal tips?
Yes, that's right.
It'll be ready Tuesday.
Divorce, kosher style. Next case, Mrs. Esther Feldman.
Coming, Your Highness.
What can this court do for you, Mrs. Feldman?
I'll tell you what this court can do for me. Could give me a divorce for my Jaime.
A divorce? How old are you, Mrs. Feldman?
I should live and be well. But 10 days after next Hanukkah, I'll be 84.
Ken or horror, Mrs. Feldman. Tell me, how long have you been married?
58 years.
58 years and you want a divorce? Why?
Why? Enough is enough.
Voyage to the bottom of the sea.
Well, Mr. Berkowitz, all I can tell you about the scuba equipment you have on is that you couldn't buy better stuff for love or money.
I don't know about love, but it costs $2,000.
Believe me, Mr. Berkowitz, this equipment will open up an unbelievable vista for you. There's a whole new world 200 feet down waiting for you. As Samuel Beckett said, to see the sea is to be the sea.
This Mr. Beckett, did he spend $2,000 on equipment? Well, I guess I'll go. Goodbye and good luck. Well, here I am, sinking with my expensive equipment. Hello, little fishy. Nice fishy. It's lovely down here. I must be 100 feet down. It's getting dark. Now it's lonely. To tell the truth, I'm afraid. I must be crazy to spend $2,000 just to get scared. Berkowitz, a stiff upper lip. Don't be scared. Don't be a chicken of the sea. Well, how about that? I just hit bottom. Me, Berkowitz on the bottom of the sea, 200 feet down. And the $2,000 worth of equipment is working perfectly. And... what's that coming this way? It's a man. And he's wearing nothing but swimming trunks. I'm here, 200 feet down, the $2,000 worth of scuba equipment, and there's a man swimming next to me with only a pair of swimming trunks. Hey, mister, mister, how did you get down so far wearing just a pair of swimming trunks?
Idiot, I'm drowning!
Columbus sailed across the ocean blue. He made his famous voyage with a Spanish-speaking crew. The shores of Puerto Rico were all that Chris could reach. But if his crew was Jewish, he'd have reached Miami Beach.
Things might have been different. Things might have been different.
Pilgrims came to Plymouth Rock, and when their crops decreased, a friendly band of Indians took the pilgrims to a feast. If those were Jewish Indians, Thanksgiving we would eat potato latkes, matzo balls, and strictly kosher meat.
Oh, things might have been different. Things might have been different.
The name of Peter Stuyvesant we all remember still. He bought Manhattan Island for a $20 bill. If Peter had been Jewish for not one extra sou, he would have got Manhattan and the Bronx and Brooklyn too.
Things might have been different. Things might have been different.
At Valley Forge, the Continental Army nearly froze. They spent that awful winter with no food and frozen toes. If Washington was Jewish instead of Valley Forge, the army would have checked in up at Grossinger's with George.
Things might have been different. Things might have been different.
I wonder if the tale of Ponce de Leon is the truth. They say that he was searching for a fountain full of youth. If Leon had been Jewish, an ancestor of mine, he would have found a fountain full of Manischewitz wine.
The Great Bank Robbery.
Okay, Sally, let's go over the plans. You're going to the bank, and you'll tell them, stick them up.
Should I take out the guns first?
Should I take out the guns first? Dummy! Certainly you take out the guns first. No, not here in the street. When you get to the bank, you take out the guns and you say, stick them up.
Stick them up.
Now,
I got it.
When you got all of them stuck up, you'll take out the shopping bag from Corvettes. You'll give it to the teller and tell him to fill it up, please. You'll take the bag of money. You'll tell everybody that's stuck up that they shouldn't move for 5 minutes because you've got the place surrounded by me. You'll back out of the door. I'll be waiting for you in the car. That's it. And believe me, you got the easy job and I got the dangerous job.
You got the dangerous job? I'm going in there alone with two guns against six guards and all those people, and I'm going to tell them to stick them up and fill it up and back out of the bank while you're sitting in the car, and you got the dangerous job?
Certainly I got the dangerous job. I can drive.
Discussion in the airplane.
Pardon me, lady, but ever since we took off, I've been meaning to ask you something.
Oh, what is it, sir?
What is that you're carrying in that blanket?
What do you mean, what is it? It's my little baby.
Lady, I hate to tell you, but that is the ugliest, most ridiculous, youth-looking baby I have ever seen.
How dare you talk about my... away. I've never been so insulted in my life. You are not getting away with this. I'll have you thrown off the plane.
Look, lady, it's an ugly baby. Now, I've seen ugly in my time, but you've got an award winner.
If I could get my hands on you, I'd tear your hair out. I'm calling the captain. I'm going to give you
just
such a
second. Just a second. Let's stop this argument. I'm the stewardess and this is... This here is an Israeli Airlines flight. And I don't want anybody screaming in my cabin. Don't fight. Play nice. Now, what seems here to be the trouble?
Well, this smart aleck insulted me, and I won't stand for it. And I insist that something be done about it, or I'm going to sue him and the airlines.
Lady, all I said was the truth.
Oh, you rotten, no good, miserable...
Just a second! Calm down, lady. Take it easy. Just relax. I'll bring you a nice hot glass of tea, a pillow for your head, and I'll get you a banana for your monkey.
Miami Beach.
Simon, isn't Miami Beach absolutely beautiful this time of year?
You said it. And here we are on this gorgeous beach in front of this beautiful hotel.
Simon, you know what I was wondering?
What?
How many Jews do you suppose there are in the world?
How many Jews in the world? Well, let me see. In the East, 3.5 million. The South, another 500,000. Montana, Utah, and Wyoming, 40 or 50. Arizona, 1, I'm sure of. In the entire United States, maybe 4.5 million. Europe, South America, Asia, Africa. Let me give you a total figure. I would estimate in the world today, 5.5 million Jews.
5.5 million, huh? Then tell me this. How many Chinese in the world today?
Chinese? Well, in the entire United States, at least 1 million. South America, Africa, the Philippines, a few more million. Formosa is loaded with them. On the mainland, 500-600 million. To give you a total figure in the world today, probably 800 million Chinese persons.
So, what you're saying is 5.5 million Jews, 800 million Chinese in the world today.
Approximately.
Now, tell me this. Look up the beach.
I'm looking up the beach.
Now, look down the beach.
I'm looking down the beach.
Do you see one Chinese...
Stick. S-C-H-T-I-C-K. Shtick. A bit. A piece of comedy business. An amusing happening. Plural, shticklock.
Shtick, 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 shtick. Here's a happening, here's the fun. Here is shtick number one.
The Traveler.
Sylvie, I understand you were on the continent.
That's right.
Did you get to Rome?
Certainly.
Well, what did you think of the Colosseum?
All right, if you like modern.
Stick, 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 stick. These are the jokes, old and new. Here is stick number two.
The Panhandler.
Pardon me, mister. Can you spare a dime for a glass of tea?
I will not. You stopped me once before today. I gave you a dime for your glass of tea not 20 minutes ago.
Mister, please, stop living in the past.
Stick, 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 stick. Have a nosh, have a glass of tea, enjoy, enjoy. Stick number three.
The Cemetery.
Why did you die? Why did you
me, sir, but I've been watching you here at the grave for over a half hour. I guess the deceased was a close relative.
No, I never met him. Why did you die?
I beg your pardon, sir. You say you never met him and you carry on like this. Then tell me, who is buried here?
My wife's first husband.
The kidnapping.
What's this? Through the window, a rock with a note on it. Here, let me see what it says. It says, Dear Mr. Shapiro, unless you deposit $10,000 in small bills in a paper bag under the old hollow tree in a vacant lot on the corner at midnight tomorrow, we will kidnap your wife. Sincerely yours, your kidnappers. Boy, some tough cookies. I better write them a note back immediately. Let me see. Pencil, paper. Dear kidnappers, your rack of this date received. I am writing to tell you I do not have $10,000. But please keep in touch. Your proposition interests me.
The bar mitzvah.
Sweetheart.
What do you want?
I'd like to discuss with you a spiritual adventure.
Oh, your mother is coming to dinner.
Darling, come on. It's time that we discuss plans for our son Joey's bar mitzvah.
All right, we'll have a dinner with a three-piece band in my cousin Louis' ballroom. For $5-6 a couple, we'll invite a couple of couples. But please, let's not make a big deal out of this.
Certainly we would not make a big deal. Particularly not like the big deal your partner Sid is making out of his Freddy's bar mitzvah.
What is Sid doing behind my back?
Oh, it's not so much really. It's taking the grand ballroom at the Estelle. $50 a couple. Lawrence Welk's orchestra. And just the immediate family. 1,500 couples.
Aha! How pushy can you get? Big man. Gotta prove to the world he made money. Big production with him in his Astor ballroom with that Lawrence Welk in his noisy bubbles. $50 a couple. Shameful! We'll do it bigger!
So what'll we do?
I'll tell you what we'll do. We'll get a bar mitzvah consultant.
Yes, Mr. Leibovitz, I understand your problem. Now, what is your budget for this bar mitzvah?
Pick a number.
Oh, I see. One of those. All right. For $150,000, we can get the Radio City Music Hall for the evening. For the affair and show.
I've seen that show.
All righty. For $200,000, we can deliver the New York Hilton Hotel. 50 floors, each guest with their own suite. After dinner, 200 limousines will drive your party to the United Nations, where your son will make his bar mitzvah speech before the General Assembly.
That's not bad. But it's missing something. I got a feeling it's been done.
Well, there's one other suggestion, but it's unbelievably expensive.
Now you're talking.
1,000 guests. You fly them all to Africa for a bar mitzvah safari. Welcome to Africa, Mr. Leibowitz. We trust that you and your 1,000 guests will have a wonderful affair here. Let me introduce myself. I am known in these parts as Bwana Finkelstein. White Hunter.
Listen, Bwana. It's a nice jungle you have here.
But we like it.
Have you got everything I ordered?
Oh, yes, sir. 250 elephants painted in your bar mitzvah color scheme. Blue and white. 300 native bearers who will carry Leonard Bernstein in the New York Philharmonic. We have arranged for the jungle dance tonight. We'll be doing the Watusi with 5,000 real Watusis.
Lovely, lovely. Everything I wanted for my Joey's bar mitzvah. That'll show my partner with his crummy ass the ballroom. When Leibowitz does something, it's an original. Now let's get underway. Bwana Gung Ho.
Oh, Agunda, are we ready?
Bwana, Bwana, Ungo Wonga Tunga.
What is it? What's holding us up?
He says we'll be delayed a few minutes.
Why?
There are two other bar mitzvah safaris ahead of us.
When you're in love,
the whole world is Jewish. When you're in love, rabbits will turn to mink. You seem to fly, you wink and feel so chipper. The moon is a yarmulke high in the sky. And each day is Yom Kippur.
When you're in love,
each deal is a big deal. Never again will men call you a shlemiel. Yes, when you start to fall, the world is your own matzah ball. Sort of glass of tea for two-ish, 'cause the whole world is Jewish when you're in love. You just take your picture. Mama won't mind to find you brought home a shikser. You're on the loop, the loop. Niagara will spill chicken soup.
Everything's borrowed and blue old and newish.
Lovely, lovely.
Sort of glass of tea for two ish.
It's a machaya. 'Cause the whole world is Jewish when.